Mercy. I was encouraged when I came in tonight because Pastor came in. He didn't have a jacket on. I thought, hallelujah, it's hot in here. I took my coat off, and then he comes walking in with his coat on. I didn't know if you preach without your coat on ever or not. I've never seen you do it, but that's all right. Let's take your Bible. Let's turn to the 119th Psalm. You thought we were getting out of that, but 119th Psalm. We'll stand, as we always do, and read just one verse. The 119th. In fact, would somebody like to quote it for us? Who can quote the 119th Psalm, verse, not the whole thing, verse number 11? Anybody? Go right ahead, nice and loud. Wonderful. You may be seated. I had about three or four different little jokes I was going to tell, but for time's sake, I'm going to bypass those. Other than Randall, the invisible man thing, there's been a lot of times I've been up here, I've wanted to be invisible. So can I get some of that stuff? Will it work up here behind the pulpit when you're on the platform? The 119th Psalm, what a blessing it's been as preacher's been preaching. The 119th, every verse talks about the Word of God. Every verse. You know the importance of the Word. And I think we've been to church any length of time. We know the importance of the Word of God. John number 1 through 3. In the beginning of the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. The importance of the Word. The power of the Word. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. In the book of Jeremiah, he likens God's Word to a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. He said, is not my word like a fire? The word of God is so powerful. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The importance of the word of God. Here in verse number 11, it tells us we should hide God's word in our heart. I wonder how many of us have done that. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm good at hiding things, preacher. I've hidden so many things and I can't remember where I put them. Have it happened to any of you? I've run across Christmas presents that should have been given out like 3 or 4 years previously. Up in the attic like, oh, well, looky there. Hey, kids, guess what? I've hidden a lot of things. I've hidden things in my head and they're not there. I'm sure you've hidden Bible verses and you can't find them. How many ever memorized a verse when you were in Bible school, vacation Bible school? I don't know. When I went to Bible school, you got prizes if you memorized your verse every day. And I was big on the prize thing. So I can remember memorizing a lot of those verses. But I tell you what, it's hard to retain those things as we get older. Oh my goodness. I think back at some of the things I've memorized in my lifetime. There's a song, I won't give you the words, but it talks about all the junk you learned in high school. It's a wonder you can think at all. Some of you know that one. But I think about back when I was in fourth grade. We had a class called communications class. It was taught by a lady. Her name was Theodosia Gray. It wasn't Theodosia Gray. It was Theodosia Gray. And she said, class, that's how you say your name. When you pronounce your name, you don't run it together. It's not Theodosia Gray. It's Theodosia Gray. My name is not Tim Leonard. It's Tim Leonard. Pastor Rich Zavodsky. Do you like how I get the V in there? Just thought you would like that. Mrs. Gray, or it might have been Miss Gray. I can't remember if she was married or not. All those old teachers are spinsters, I think. she had us memorize 10 poems that year. And if you memorized all 10 poems, you got a little certificate with 10 little stars, and then you got one big star in the middle. And I wanted to get that. So I memorized 10 poems that year. You know what? I can still recall some of those poems. I ain't afeard of snakes or toads or bugs or worms or mice. Things that girls are scared of. I think they're awful nice. I'm pretty brave, I guess. But yet, I hate to go to bed. Because when I'm tucked up warm and snug and all my prayers are said, and Mother tells me happy dreams and takes away the light, leaves me lying all alone and seeing things at night. And I can go on and on with that one. There's like 5 different verses to it. I like poetry. And some of those things stick with you in your head. When I was in 12th grade, we had to memorize the prologue to the Canterbury Tales. Have any of you ever read the Canterbury Tales? Anybody? It's written in Middle English. And the prologue goes like this. Wandara Prilla with his shore sota. The drought of March have pierced to the rota, and bothered every vein in swish liqueur, of which for two engendered is the floor. When zephyrs ache with his sweet breath, bothered half than every houghton heath. The tender crocus and the yongasona hath in the rambus half a course of rona, and small and foul and make a melodia that sleepin' all the night with open ear. So pricked him nature in his carriages, and long of folk to goon on pilgrimages. Now, I want to tell you, I was 17 years old when I memorized that. There are six more lines. I didn't memorize those. You know what? I have tried to memorize the rest of that. In the last 10, 15 years, I've tried to sit down. I've taken it. I've read it day after day, day after day. I cannot for the life of me memorize the rest of those lines. Can you believe it? Memorization gets a lot more difficult with age. That speech that I gave you, the Teddy Roosevelt, very stirring speech. It's not the critic that counts. It's not the man who points out where the strong man stumbles, where the doer of deeds could have done the better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the ring, whose face is marred with sweat and blood, and yada, 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 yada. And I can remember the last line of it. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried to memorize that and commit that to memory. I want to tell you what, your mind gets so mucked up. And I know I'm only 55 years old. I know it's hard to believe that. The shape that I'm in, 55, but I can imagine the minds of some of you, how mucked up they are, because you're a lot older than me. There's a principle called use it or lose it, but boy, it becomes very hard to remember. I'd like to help you this evening by sharing one little secret about memorization. Look at the 54th verse of Psalm 119. Verse 54 says, "Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage." You know, the Jews used the Psalms to help memorize the alphabet. As they walked up on the journey up to Jerusalem, they would sing the Psalms. They were written as the Jewish national hymnal. They would sing these words, and that's how they, and of course, preachers taught us, you know, it corresponds to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That's how they would learn the scripture, by putting it to song. Boy, oh boy, I have a newspaper article, and this caught my eye, and I've had this for quite a few years. It says, "Song stuck in your head, here's a likely reason why." If you've ever gotten a song stuck in your head, you know how annoying it can be. Researchers at Dartmouth University can't stop the aggravation, but they do have a good idea what parts of the brain keep replaying the music. Using brain imaging techniques and a good CD collection, they found the auditory cortex, the same part of the brain that passes information from the ears to the brain, also holds on to musical memories. If people are listening to familiar music, the researchers say they automatically call on those auditory memories to fill in gaps when the music stops. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, the researchers watched as subjects tried to mentally fill in the blanks to songs both familiar and unfamiliar that were missing short snippets. All participants report hearing a continuation of the familiar but not the unfamiliar tunes during the gaps. It's amazing. What that's saying is, when they taught people a song and they took away the words, and it's a song that you knew, just from hearing the tune enabled you to remember the words. Oh, boy, I tell you what. You know, advertisers know this. Let me hum a couple of things for you. I'm thinking of the age of the audience here. So, hum, bum, 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 ba, da, 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 bum, ba, da, 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 ba, da, 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 have it your way. How about, bum, 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 ba, da, 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 ba, da, da, bum, 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 oh. What a relief it is. Please don't go. To where? Thank you, Randall. To McDonald's. All the... No, we don't want to go there. Advertisers know how powerful music is. And boy, I wish I had time to go in. I years ago preached a whole series in Christian school on the power of music. It's incredible. You know, the Bible says a lot about the family. And I'm big on the family. I believe that we need to take care of our families. 53 references to family in the Word of God. But you know what? There are over 800 references to music in the Word of God. I don't think we fully comprehend the power that music can have on our lives. What I'd like to just focus on tonight, just one thought, is that, boy, the power of music, why don't we put it to good use in hiding God's Word in our heart? You think about different, I think of theme songs of TV shows. Once in a while, our grandkids come over, and I'll get on YouTube, my kids love watching that Daniel Boone intro. Daniel Boone was a man. Comes out, and he throws the hatchet, and comes flying, and splits the tree in half, and my little grandsons, you know, they're a couple years old, they say, ah, that's great. They love that. But I think of some of those old TV show themes. And as soon as you hear that, you can remember the words.
Then one day he was shooting at some, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude Tom Hauser. All that is black gold Texas tea. The youngest one in curls.
I could go on and on here. I think I could sing you hundreds and hundreds of songs from memory. You pick up the hymnal, and we don't have time to do it tonight. You could pick up the hymnal, and I almost guarantee you most of the songs we sing, I could sing at least the first verse for you. In fact, a lot of times I won't even use the hymn book. Many times I'll use it just because, I don't know, I get bored sometimes singing. I'll sing, like, in one verse I'll sing the alto part, and then I'll sing the tenor part, and then I'll sing the bass part. I shouldn't say that. I'm not bored. It's just I like variety, the spice of life.
If music is so powerful, and hiding God's Word is so important. We've been told our lives. I've been told in my life, you need to memorize the Word of God. Hide God's Word in your heart. I don't remember too many people ever telling me how. How?
I want to tell you what I found, one of the most effective ways is Scripture songs. Listening to the Word of God put to music. I've walked in on a preacher a couple of times. You know what he's playing in there in the office? It's not... Well, sometimes it's banjo picking, but a lot of times I walk in, he's got, there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Then said the angel unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts. And it goes on and on.
I would tell you what, I can probably sing more scripture than I can quote. Now, I can quote some scripture. I've memorized, years ago, I got an award for something. Believe it or not, Dr. Gibbs gave me an award. I had to go in front of about 5,000 people and accept it. He challenged me before I went there. He said, I want you to memorize a psalm. Just pick out a psalm. I memorized the 124th psalm. This is, 25 years ago. And I got up in front of these 5,000 people, and I was nervous as all get out. I kept licking my lips. I was scared. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when the wrath was kindled against us. And you know what? I can't remember the rest of it. 6 verses. I can't remember all that. I couldn't stand up here and recite all that for you tonight. But I'll tell you what, I could stand up here and sing, then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. You know why? Bum, 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 bum.
Because that melody fills in the gap. What a powerful tool. You know what? It's not just the Messiah. And boy, there's so many of them. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. Over and over and over. It's not just the Messiah, though. You know what? 30 years ago, I worked in my home church, my wife and I. We were teenage sweethearts. She was the church secretary at 18. I was the church maintenance man, visitation director, youth pastor, anything else the preacher wanted me to do. And boy, we worked there in a home church. But what I remember so much about that, my, how long has that been? 35 years ago. We had an evangelist come in for Bible school that year. He was a ventriloquist. And he had two dummies. One was named Jerry and the other was named Jake. We don't have a Jerry or Jake in here, do we? Thank goodness. But his ministry was going around and teaching boys and girls scripture songs. You know what? I can't remember the 124th Psalm, but I can remember this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his wonderful grace. Then he had the one dummy. The one dummy was a real dummy, Jake. He was he dug real slow and he would sing, let me think now. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet without sin, without sin, without sin. And he'd slap him in the head, without sin. He quit saying it. Let us therefore boldly come before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And you know what? You know how easy it is to quote the Bible when you have it, the music, because the words, even though you might forget one or two, your mind just automatically fills in the blank when you have the tune in your head. Isn't that amazing? We are fearfully and wonderfully made, are we not? Colossians 3. I didn't even get to go over. I have a CD that I listen to. This is it's kind of like banjo and guitar and that type of stuff. It's all scripture. And honest to goodness, I'm looking at the title, Let God Arise, the Lord is My Rock, How Sweet, Bow Down Thine Ear. I could stand here and sing every one of these songs for you. I'm not even sure where they're found. That most of them are in the Psalm, like it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And it goes on and on and on. The only point I'm trying to make here tonight is the tune. It's the tune. It's the tune. You think of all those tunes, you start thinking back at them. You hear that little ditty, what's it do? It brings your mind back to a place. It brings your mind to a restaurant. It brings your mind to a product. Why don't we use it to bring our mind to Jesus, the Word of God? Colossians 3:16 says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the Word of God. Lord, it's the most important thing. Lord, what if we had no book? How much would we know? 31,000 verses. How many have we memorized? 31,000 verses in our Bible. Could we stand up and quote 10, 20, 100? That's a pretty small percentage, Lord. Challenge us and encourage us, Lord. You've given us tools to help remember your word, and I pray you would do so, that we would do so for your glory.